who's pumped that they're at Explosion tonight. I know I am. This is like my first Explosion in a month. Genki. I'm going to teach you a new one. It's not Moshi Moshi. You know, I feel like I need to explain that one now. In Japan, like Japanese people, you only actually ever say Moshi Moshi when they're answering the phone. Nobody will ever say it in real life. The only time is like when they, and I don't know why really, but it's basically just like a phone thing. So if I ever call you, you can answer saying Moshi Moshi. I have some random Japanese lollies. I have no idea what these taste like, because I just got them like 2 days ago. But I'm going to throw them, and people are going to catch them, and it's going to be awesome. But if this hits you in the face, apologies. They're not very heavy. I don't know where those ones are going. Wait, this side's happening. Whoa. I don't know what these are. Are they any good? They're powdery. They're rubbish. Hey, look at this. There's like a one that's different in the bottom. Woo! Oh, it's failed. Josh is just getting all of them. All right, that's it. Powdery but sweet. Awesome. I can't read the packet. I just grabbed it. It's awesome. At least they're not, like, gross. That's good. Oh. They're no good? Good! That's what you get. Welcome to Japan. This is horrible, but just pass them here. It's like, I'll have it. I'll have yours. Ben's a fan. Oh, didn't you get one, Ben? You can have the packet. All right. Well, now that we've done that and distracted everybody... People are throwing up. That's awesome. That's awesome. She's gone. Give her a hand. She runs to the bathroom. Thank you, Japan. Domo arigato, Nihon. All right. A really simple message tonight. I just want to talk about living in joy. Just having fun. Is that cool? That's why I threw lollies around, just so we could have fun. I think that we are in a position to be the most excited people on the planet. Yeah? That we've been given this incredible life and freedom in God, and we've been saved from the burden that we carry. And it's so incredible. How amazing is that? There is not one thing in the whole world that is better than that. There is nothing that beats that. So, why don't we be people who are just filled with joy all the time? Now, I'm not talking about being fake or being like having an outgoing personality, but I'm talking about having a deep-seated joy in your heart that comes from this reality of relationship with God and says, I just thank you, God, and love you because of what you've done for me. And no matter what circumstance comes up in my life, I will have joy because I know what you've done for me. And that is how our life is. And that is what God wants for us. In John 10:10, it says, I have come, the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. Jesus came so that we would have a full life. He came not only so that we would be saved from our sin and go to heaven, but that right in here on earth today, this week, we would have the fullest life that anybody can possibly have on this planet. Amen? So I'm excited about that. Are you excited about that? You should be. All right, I'm going to teach you a new fake Japanese word. I said I would this morning. Now, you already know Genki, so... This is pretty, if you weren't here this morning, Genki is kind of what you say when somebody asks how you're going. You know how we'd say like, g'day, how you going? You say, good, thanks. Genki is like the good thanks, but it's also like the g'day, how you going? So, depends on how you say it. Like if you go up at the end, like Genki, that's a question. And then you say Genki, that's an answer. The same way you do it in English, how you go up if you're asking a question. Anyway, so you've got Genki. The other word is Sugoi. Say it, sugoi. Awesome. That means awesome. That means great. That's like fantastic. Like somebody gives you $100, you're like, Sugoi! That's what it means. So the word is Sugenki, which is this combination of Sugoi and Genki. You with me? It's not technically a Japanese word. It was invented by a Kiwi, but we'll go with it anyway because it's funny. So basically, it's like saying awesome, super awesome. Yeah, that's basically it. When they did it in church, there was a guy translating the Japanese, and he said it was like saying really awesome, and so you would say rawsome. So that's kind of like the English version of Sugenki, if that makes sense. So how are we? Are you going to say Sugenki? Come on, how are you? Awesome, we're there. Rawsome. That's just fun to say. I like it because we've been given this incredible gift, and so we could be and should be the most Sugenki people on the planet. You with me? And just get me here. I'm not talking about just being like a crazy person, but just somebody that there is something in your life that fills you with joy, that no matter what's happening in your week, when you get to work, whatever it is, people see that there is something deep in your heart that is bigger than anything that's happening in the world and that makes you Sugenki all the time. Amen? Do you want that? Do you want to live this life that is just full of joy? Amen. Awesome. Sugenki. Let's get there. So how do we do that? How do we live this joyful life all the time, even when bad stuff happens or circumstances are hard? How do we do that? What do we need to understand about joy that will help us do that? And how can we live in that every day? That's kind of what I want to talk about tonight. Genki? You're getting there. You got to say Sugenki back really excitedly. Ready? Genki? Yay, there we go. Getting there. That's all right. Japanese people loved it. Anytime a foreigner messes with their language, they love it. Because it's like they would never think to do that on their own because they have too much respect for their language. But when a foreigner destroys it for a joke, they think it's hilarious. So Sugenki just goes off. All right. So the first thing, if you want to have a joyful life, the first thing you need to do is receive the gift of joy. I think sometimes we sit down and we think that joy is an emotion. Someone says, what's joy to you? You'd be like, well, it's this feeling that you have when you're happy. But that's not what joy is. And we get caught in this trap where we think that joy is just a state of being when some great stuff is happening. Like, I'm at Disneyland, so I'm full of joy. But that's not what joy is. In Galatians 5:22, it says, the fruits of the Spirit are... I'm just going to get there before I say it all. Oh, I lost it. Oh, here we go. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying each other. So it says, joy is a fruit of the Spirit. So when we receive the Holy Spirit in our lives, then we get that gift of joy. Amen? So that means that joy becomes so much more than an emotion. And that we can't get like happiness confused with joy because it's something that kind of is dependent on how our life's going. And that sort of stuff, like that if you get to this point where you think joy is dependent on your circumstance, then you're never going to be full of joy. But when you understand that joy is a fruit of having the Holy Spirit in your life, then that joy will never be taken away. Amen? Sugenki! Met this Japanese guy in Japan. Strange, I know. There's a few there. His name's Kirby, like the video game. And I don't know if it's his real name, like if his dad just plays heaps of Nintendo, but that's what everyone calls him. Anyway, and he was such a good, like, he was a Sugenki guy. He was a... You can use it like that, I think. It's all right. It's grammatically correct because it's made up. So he was just this Sugenki guy. Like, he just loved his life. He's been saved for about a year. And he would walk around and he said, "I've got the bless." Because his English was not great. So he's like, "I've got the bless." And anytime something good happened, he's like, "I've got the bless." And what he meant was, like, "I've got God in my spirit and I'm filled with his blessing." But he would just say, "I've got the bless." And nobody would correct him because it's awesome and it seems funny. And so he went around for probably a couple of months, I think, before I got there, thinking that the bless was the correct way to say it because nobody had the heart to correct him. It was so funny. But anyway, it kind of became a bit of a phrase for people and something that I really like because it's like, do I have the bless in my life? It's not about just good stuff happening to me. But it's about the Spirit of God inside of me that means that I have the bless and I can live this Sugenki life filled with joy. Amen? So good, isn't it? Just how good is God? Amen? That we can just be filled with His Spirit and that joy would just be in us and come out of us and that it would be bigger than just this emotional feeling, but it would come from the fruit of the Holy Spirit. How amazing is that? That joy doesn't depend on the situation that you're in. Joy depends on the God inside of you. And when I look at the situation and say it's big, then I look at God and say, well, He's so much bigger. And so joy doesn't have to leave my life. Amen? So you can be Sugenki. You can have the bless all the time. If you don't remember any other phrases, just go for those ones. I'd be stoked if, like, I get to chat to the guys back in Japan and everyone's saying the bless back here. That'd be so funny because they've already exported it to America because he went and visited America while I was there and apparently got all these people saying it in like Minnesota where he went. So the bless is international now. So it is Miwa's boyfriend. There you go. He's got the bless. He does. He's a great guy. He's so funny. Probably like 95% of people don't. Mira is one of the girls that works, like, is over in Japan. She was also in Hong Kong with Pete and Lisa for a while. So, and then Kirby is her boyfriend. So there you go. It all makes sense, but that's the point. That wasn't the point at all. So number one, joy we can receive. It's a gift. We can receive the gift of joy. If we want to live a life full of joy, all you got to do is say, God, I just receive your joy in my life because it's not about the circumstance or the situation I'm in. It's about your spirit inside of me. So then number two is choose joy. Since joy is not a product of emotion and circumstance, we have the ability and the freedom to choose it every day. Does that make sense? That despite your circumstance, despite your emotional state or your thinking, you have the ability to choose to be full of joy because it's a gift of the Holy Spirit. How good is that? 1 Thessalonians 5:16 just says this. It's a really short passage. And it just says, where is it? Rejoice always. That's it. That's the whole verse. How good is that? Rejoice always. Then 17, pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstance, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. God's will is for us to rejoice always, for us to have joy despite the circumstance. And we are given opportunities every single day to choose joy. We are given the chance when this circumstance comes up to choose how we react to it. And we can either react with joy or out of our emotional state. We can either make a choice or let our emotion and our thought life choose for us. Are you with me on that? I'm not saying that that's always going to be an easy thing to do because to let your emotions, like to control emotion, like is not always easy. It's hard. I'm not saying that. But when you know that joy is a fruit of the Holy Spirit and the fruit of the Holy Spirit lives inside of you, then that means you have the freedom to choose joy. You following my logic there? Sweet. We are just given these choices all the time on how we will react. somebody does something nasty to you, you hear a bit of gossip about you, you go and you think about talking about somebody, you're going to write your Facebook status update. I don't know what it is. You have a bad day at work or at school or whatever. You are given an opportunity to choose your reaction. And that means you're given an opportunity to choose joy. Is that cool? You don't become like a Sugenki person by just having joy when you feel like it. That just means you're a normal person. Because everybody will have joy at some point because of an emotional thing. Maybe they do something really exciting and so they're joyful. But our calling and God's will for our lives is that we would rejoice always. And that it wouldn't depend on what's happening in our life or where we are, because it's so much bigger than that. One morning we were going to a meeting, like on a Wednesday morning, and we ended up on the peak hour Japanese train from Yokohama to Tokyo. And that is the most crowded train I have ever been in. If you've been to Hong Kong, it's just like double the amount of people they fit into that train. Like literally you would stop at a stop, the doors would open and people would kind of spill out a bit because they're so crammed. And like 20 other people are waiting on the platform. And so they would all squeeze in and then the train guard would walk up and like push. And then someone's arm would kind of be stuck out a little bit and they just kind of open the doors and push their arm in and then close the door again. And then they're just like, good to go. Send that train down the line. That's the reality of the situation. So there was times, and this train ride takes about 40 minutes. So there is a choice right there for me and the guys that I was with to choose to be like, this sucks. I'm stuck on this smelly, sweaty train with 200 Japanese people. People are touching me. And you can choose to be miserable or you can choose to have joy. Amen. That might seem like a silly example, but there's situations in your life where you can choose to be miserable and have a bad attitude, or you can choose to have joy. It's not a complicated thing. It's a choice that we have the freedom because of Christ Jesus to do. Amen? I'm not saying you have to do that in your own strength. I'm saying that because of what Jesus has done for you, because of his spirit in your life, you can make that choice. How incredible is that? That God doesn't just want us to scrape by and get to heaven by the skin of our teeth, but he saved us so that we could have life and life to the full. That we could live lives that are bigger and better and just sugenki because of what God's done for us. Genki? Awesome. Getting it. You're getting it. The third thing is that we would live for others. If you live a selfish life, you're never going to be full of joy. You're always going to be looking for the next thing to kind of fill you. It's never going to be enough. We see it, like, it's in Japan heaps, but it's right here as well. We see people living for career or work or I don't know what, money or girls or I don't know what it is. And so they fill their lives with that stuff and are never satisfied. And joy becomes this elusive thing that you're always trying to grab. But if you would live your life selflessly, you'll be full of joy no matter the circumstance. No matter what's happening in your life, you will be filled with joy. I'm always blown away by Paul, because most of the letters that Paul wrote in the Bible, he wrote from prison. But he is joyful all the time. And he is like, he's a sugenki guy. And I was just reading in Acts 13. And Paul and Barnabas are going along and they're preaching. And it says, I'm just going to jump in at verse like 45. So this says they're preaching the word and this says that on the Sabbath day, like the temple was packed because people were so excited to hear the word of God and what Jesus had done for them. And it says in verse 45, when the Jews saw the crowds, they were filled with jealousy. They began to contradict what Paul was saying and heaped abuse on him. And they go on and they just, it says that they answered boldly. They just wouldn't back down. And then, I'm just trying to find it. It says, the word of the Lord spread because they wouldn't back down. The word of the Lord spread throughout the whole region. And all these people were still stirring up persecution. And Paul and Barnabas were expelled from that region. Then it says, so they shook the dust off their feet as a warning to them and went to Iconium. And the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. These guys are in this situation where God is moving and doing incredible stuff, but then because of persecution, because of circumstance, they are forced to leave, but they are filled with joy because of the Holy Spirit. How good is that? When we live for ourselves and we're just about our own agenda, we're not going to get that joy. But when the disciples and when the apostles lived to preach God's word and to see people saved, no matter what happened to them, no matter how much they were persecuted or flogged or beaten, even when they were killed, they were filled with joy. How insane is that? How good is that? Yeah? And if your joy comes from what you're doing, you'll never have it, really. Even if you're serving God, dare I say, even if you are doing ministry or you feel like you're doing what God's called you to do, if that is about you and about your joy or your sense of whatever, then you'll never have true joy. But when you can realize that your life is best lived when it's not lived for you, but it's lived for God and it's lived for others, then you will have joy no matter what. Met one of the guys, Richard, in Tokyo, just such a great guy, and I got to talk to him a little bit about just his testimony and stuff, and he was talking about how incredible his life is. And it was interesting because he's he had, I guess, stuff going for him in Australia where, as the world would see, success. Like, he had a decent job and kind of was hanging out, and he played in bands and all this sort of stuff. And he was kind of like a cool person, I guess. And he just said, well, but I just wasn't happy. And then he said, but now I'm in Japan and I don't really like my job that much. Like, he teaches English, the pay's not that great, but I'm just so excited to be alive. And I feel like I'm just such a part of something amazing because I'm doing what God's got for me and I'm serving other people. And it's just like, that's real joy, because it's not dependent on how much money he earns or how easy it is to get by every week or I don't know what country he lives in, but by him serving God with his life. And so he is filled with joy despite circumstance, not because of it. It's so simple, hey? It is not complicated. I think so often we make the mistake of thinking of joy as an emotion. And we can't do that. We can't afford to do that. Because if we do it, we rob ourselves of just so much. When God's like, I want you to be sugenki all the time. Did you know that God speaks Japanese? How cool is that? Japanese is really hard. Anyway. But God wants this incredible life for us. And when we say, well, I'm going to have joy when I've got a good job or I've finished school or whatever, if I'm having fun, that's when I'll have joy. Like, if we say that, then we're always going to be waiting for joy. We're always going to be disappointed when it doesn't happen. But when we say, oh, I'm just going to have this life lived for God, and God, I want to give you everything, and here it is, and I'm just going to serve other people, and God, I want your spirit inside of me, then you'll always have joy. Even when life is rubbish. Now, I'm not talking about, I don't know, being super bubbly all the time and weird. Like, people are like, what is that? Is that guy on drugs? Although, speaking of which, Monty Plummer, who's the plumber's son, he was the first person to meet Kirby and his brother Brandon, and they met him on Street Band. And they won't hear this. That's all right. Apparently, the reason they talked to him in the first place is because he was so excited, they thought he was on drugs and they might be able to get some. So they said hello and then found out that it was because of God in his life and got saved. How crazy is that? So when we live out of a spirit-filled joy rather than our circumstantial joy, amazing things happen. Amen? It's crazy. And it's a choice. It's such a choice all the time to say, no, I know the circumstance in my life. I know it looks bleak, and I know that ordinarily a person would be like, man, you're in a mess. But when you are filled with joy in that situation, somebody doesn't look at you and think, wow, what a mess. They think, what is with this person that despite what's going on in their life, they are filled with this incredible joy? And that's challenging to people. That's impacting to people. That's what sees people come closer to God. Amen? Because they see that despite what's going on, despite any logical sense, you are filled with joy. Because you understand that it doesn't come from what's going on around you, but on who's inside of you. And that's such a crucial thing and something I think we can get. So I'm just going to finish up. God wants us to be filled with joy. He wants us to be blessed. He wants us to live life to the full and just be sugenki. And the world needs us to be. Amen? Your friends and your family who are struggling with circumstance and situation in their life, that are struggling for fulfillment and can't find what truly will make them happy and are just searching after that all the time, they need to see you filled with joy despite circumstance. Because when they do, there is something crazy powerful about it. Amen? All right, I'm just going to pray. Maybe you'll stand with me. God, thank you so much for everything you've done for us, and that we have more reason to be excited, more reason to be sugenki than any person on the planet, God, that your desire is to bless us, that your will is that we would rejoice always, and God, that your plan is for us to have life to the very full, more than anything else, like more than any other person can ever have. And so God, I pray that you would just release your spirit in us tonight, God, that we would be filled with your Holy Spirit so that we can choose joy, so that we can have the fruit of your spirit in our hearts. And God, despite what's going on in our life, we can have joy every day. Just while we're in this attitude of prayer, if you want like a true spirit-filled joy, And you don't want it to be reliant on the stuff in your life, but you want that strength inside of you that comes from the Spirit to be able to make that choice. And I just want to pray with you. So maybe just raise your hand. Thanks, guys. That's awesome. If you just want that, just like, it's joy that's not dependent on the situation of your life. It's dependent on the Holy Spirit. That's sweet. Just going to give just a couple of seconds for that. If you want to respond to that, I just want to pray with you quickly. God, thank you for these people with their hands raised, God, and for people whose hearts just are craving for that, Lord. I pray that you would just fill them with your Spirit right now, Lord. That because of what you've done for our lives, God, we can be filled with the fruit of your Spirit, and Lord, we can have joy despite all situations. God, I pray that you'd fill us with the strength to choose joy every day, God, to choose how we react and we respond, God, and Lord, that we would be people that don't live just for our own satisfaction, God, but that live for your purpose and your glory, and Lord, to see other people touched by your love. So God, I pray for every heart here, every life here, that you would supernaturally fill us with your joy, God, that there would be something in us that is so much bigger than our own thing. And Lord, that when people see that change in us, when they see that joy deep inside of us, despite the circumstance, that they would be touched by it, God. They would be impacted by your Spirit living in us. God, thank you for what you've called us to be and how you've called us to live. And God, that you don't just save us, but that you want to give us life to the very full. So Lord, I just declare that in our lives tonight, and just thank you for everything that you're doing and that you are going to do with a bunch of sugenki Australians who just are living for you. Amen. Awesome. Before we play a song, I also want to give you an opportunity to respond to God. If you want that Holy Spirit inside of you, that relationship with God, if you want to accept Jesus as your Savior, then I want to pray with you. So while everyone's like still praying or their heads are bowed, their eyes are closed, I just want to give you that opportunity to respond if you just raise your hand. If there's anybody that wants that tonight, just want to give a minute. If you want just new relationship with God, maybe you've never made a decision for God before, maybe you have, and just right now you say, well, I'm not, like, I'm here in church, but that's about the limit of my Christian faith, then, but you want more, like, I want to pray with you. If this is maybe even the very first time you've heard about God and what he can do in your life, you know that God has a plan for you, and he wants blessing for your life, and Jesus died on the cross to save you and take away the burdens that you have. So I just want to pray with you if you want to respond to that tonight. Awesome. Okay. Thank you, God, for everybody who's responded and for God, just for people whose hearts are open. And Lord, I just pray that you'll just be real to us and that you would just begin relationship with us, and God, that we would find strength and joy in you every day of our lives. Amen. If we just want to look at the screen, we're just going to pray this prayer together. Full on stole this one from Tokyo, but I think it's cool. So I'll just, you know how to do it. We won't do it in Japanese. We'll do it in English. Ready? So I'll start. Everyone just pray with me. I'm not going to read a line. You say a line. We're just going to do it together. Ready? Dear Jesus, I believe in you. Thank you for forgiving me. Come into my life and I will follow you. Amen. Awesome. Guys, come play something. Finish.